If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
All right, so it is truly the most wonderful time of the year when you just get to dust off and watch your favorite TV sitcom or drama or best holiday episode. There are so many to choose from. We thought we'd come up with our top 20. Actually, MeTV came up with this list, Roger, of the best TV shows of all time. As far as holiday episodes are concerned, 312-981-7200. We already got some texts coming in. We'll get to those in a little bit. What is your favorite? Let's say you had to sit down and watch some holiday sitcoms. Wow. What would it be? What would be like the favorite that it's a must see every holiday?
I've been around so long. I've seen my share of them. You know, I was watching them before there was a TV. Mm-hmm, you know,
I love the Dick Van Dyke
mm-hmm.
episode where they're all on stage.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing, you know, I Am a Fine Musician, and
yeah,
and they were all wearing the Santa suit with the big, you know, like a bell, and says, come join us. I like that one. There's just way too many. I've been sitting here since you brought it up. There are a ton of skits on Saturday Night Live that are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm Gumby, the Christmas Gumby show. How about The West Wing?
Ooh,
when Toby got that homeless guy who was a vet and brought him a jacket, and the guy dies and they hold the service for him. I was crying my eyes out when that thing first aired. Oh my goodness gracious.
I'm going to say mine gear a little bit more toward the sitcoms. And 773 said my favorite is The Honeymooners and Ralph buying his wife, Alice, a cheap present, and Norton ending up finding it underneath the icebox. And it was he thought it was a pan for the icebox, but it was this horrible matchbook. Let's take a little listen to the Honeymooners.
Hey, Merry Christmas Eve. And Merry Christmas Eve to you, Ed Norton.
I can see you tuning up the old tree in our office, boy.
Yeah, it's going to be a beauty.
It sure is.
What do you got behind your back?
I got a Christmas present for you.
Oh, well, hand it over.
Huh?
I say hand it over.
Ain't you got nothing for me?
Yes, I've got something for you.
Right.
One.
Two.
Three. Merry Christmas.
Well, I suppose we both gave us
the same thing, a tie.
I didn't get you no necktie.
You didn't? What's in here?
I bought you a pair of spats.
Spats? What did you get me spats for?
Well, let's face it, Ralph. You're not the easiest guy in the world to shop for, you know. It's pretty tough to get a guy something that, well, a guy that's got everything.
Well,
Merry Christmas, Ralph.
Merry Christmas, Norton. Anyway, I know it came from your heart.
No, it didn't. It came from the fat man's shop.
Never.
See, an absolute classic. Absolutely love that. You mentioned the Dick Van Dyke Show. Also a classic, because it was only one episode. A lot of these shows, even though they were on 6, 8 years, whatever it was, they only did one holiday episode. And the Dick Van Dyke is ranked as one of the top 20. Let's take a listen.
I am a fine musician. I practice every day. And people come from miles around just to hear me play. My trumpet, they love to hear my trumpet.
I love that. Absolutely classic, especially Rosemarie, by the way. Who's still around, by the way. We should get her on the show, see what's going on.
That would be fantastic.
She's classic.
Oh, my gosh.
She's been performing since she was, I think, what, like 3 months old or on
whole
stage.
Whole life
in show business. There was a drama, 847 said there was a Twilight Zone episode called Night of the Meek. This has starred Art Carney from The Honeymooners, and he played a department store Santa who was an alcoholic. And But he really wanted to get out what the real meaning of Christmas was, and not people shoving. Think about this. Like, now we talk about Black Friday and
right.
opening up on Thanksgiving, people shoving people around looking mm-hmm. for presents and all that other good stuff. He was looking for the true meaning of Christmas. Let's take a listen.
But as for my insubordination, I was not rude to that woman. Someone should remind her that Christmas is more than barging up and down department store aisles and pushing people out of the way.
Now, Corwin.
Someone has to tell her that Christmas is another thing finer than that. Richer, finer, truer. And it should come with patience and love, charity, compassion. That's what I would have told her if you'd give me the chance.
So a little classic clip from The Twilight Zone. 773 says, the episode of Happy Days where Fonzie was all alone for Christmas. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
1970s?
Vaguely, yeah.
So he was, this was like the first season or second season of Happy Days, and they played it for years. I remember, you know, 7th, 8th season, they would do a flashback and talk about this episode where he said he was going to spend it with family, but he really didn't have any family, and they mm-hmm. found him sitting in his garage having a can of beans on Christmas Eve and then invited him over for dinner. Let's take a little listen.
Hey, Dad, can we have anybody over for tonight?
Now, look, I thought we had that all settled. We decided that this Christmas Eve was going to be strictly for the family. We're going to have fun.
Hey, Fonz, since I didn't get you anything, how about coming to my home for Christmas turkey?
I got plans. Yeah, what are you doing, Fonz? Oh, well, I'm going up to, Waukesha.
Waukesha?
Yeah. Yeah. I got a regular thing on Christmas time. My cousin lives up there. A big house. A spread they put out for Christmas. And, you know, lots of presents. Big family. Big house. Lights. Big, big tree. Works. Oh, yeah. I'm not much for family, you know, but I figure once a year I can take it.
I'm leaving tonight on the 4 o'clock bus.
Hey, Mr. C, thanks a lot.
For what?
I know you're hip to Waukesha.
Yeah, so they invited him for Christmas dinner, which was pretty cool. So it was a classic, little classic episode. 414 says the Andy Griffith Show, Christmas Story. Was it like one of the local business owners who was kind of a big Scrooge? And he ended up wanting to be thrown into jail so he could actually spend Christmas with somebody. So he could spend it at the station or at the police station with Andy. 312, the Brady Bunch Christmas, where Carol gets laryngitis and Santa promises Cindy that Santa Claus is going to fix it for her. If you don't remember that one at all here.
Now, the Waltons, the original first episode, that was a Christmas.
The Homecoming.
Yeah. And that got the whole thing started. That was a tearjerker, too.
Yeah. 773 says cheers when Sam wants to buy a gift for Rebecca and ends up giving her diamond earrings from someone else's bag. Let's see here. 773 Hill Street Blues. So there you go. You got your West Wing. Someone remembers a Hill Street Blues where Belker goes undercover as a Santa Claus. There's all kinds of ones on this list here. There's one for Kojak.
What?
a very special Kojak Christmas special. Let's see here. There's one for Laverne and Shirley. MASH always had some holiday episodes where Hawkeye would write his dad or his sister and talk about what was going on in the war. Mary Tyler Moore Show, and I remember that one, where Mary was, that's from 847, where she was wanting to go home for Christmas, and now that she was working at the television station, they said, well, no, you're the new person here, and you're working Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and you can't go home for Christmas. And so they brought Christmas to her at the station. I don't know if you remember that one. All in the Family, always a classic. I think this is All in the Family. This is Archie talking to Mr. Jefferson next door, I think arguing that Santa was white and not black. Let's take a listen.
But while we're on the subject of looks, you're going to play Santa Claus. You know, Santa Claus was white, and so was his beard.
I told you to say that, Uncle Henry.
That's ridiculous. I'd look silly with a white beard. And who said Santa Claus was white?
Oh, come on now. I had the same argument with you about Jesus. You hate to go go over old ground again, but the fact is Jesus is white and so is Santa Claus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, Bunker. When I was a kid on Christmas Eve, the guy that used to fill my stocking was black.
Classic, yeah. All in the family. 847 says, Seinfeld, Festivus for the rest of us. Let's hear that explanation.
I don't really celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Festivus.
Feminist.
Festivus.
Festivus.
What is Festivus?
It's nothing. It's a stupid holiday my father invented. It doesn't exist.
Happy Festivus, Georgie.
I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
What? Just tell me everything, huh?
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son.
A doll?
I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
847 says, MASH 773. Eight is enough. It was the first Christmas after the mother died. A girl was found in a cab. A gift was found in the cabinet for one of their sons from the mom. Ooh.
Dragnet.
Dragnet Christmas. Oh,
yeah,
was,
when
yeah,
the,
that's
the
right.
baby in the manger. The kid took the baby from the manger.
Yep.
From the church.
Yep. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yep. The Odd Couple. Scrooge gets an Oscar. Remember, it was A Christmas Carol.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
I remember
yeah.
that one.
Yeah. I Love Funny. Lucy, 847 in color. That's right. They showed that in color a couple years ago, but that was it was an episode that aired in the 1950s that never aired again for 40 years, like because it was a clip show
mm-hmm.
that talked about. And back then they thought, well, why? Who wants to watch a show about reruns of other shows? And they never right. showed it again, and no one even knew that that episode existed. There's a one from Welcome Back, Cotter, a Sweat Hog Christmas special. The hell would that be all about? That's interesting. Let's see here. Let's see. Bill Cosby Show. Okay, so they talk about the Cosby Show as well.
Yeah.
Oh, 773, A Bionic Christmas.
Bionic man or the bionic woman?
Well, I would have to say bionic. It would probably have to be a combination of both.
Okay.
I would have to think.
Million dollar man. Sorry, million.
Yeah, the $6 million man.
$6 million,
exactly.
Yeah.
Said there was an Addams Family Christmas episode. I don't remember that one.
Mm.
In 1965, Family Affair, Fish, which is spinoff from Barney Miller.
Right.
Do you remember that? George Burns, Gracie Allen, plenty of those as well. Honeymooners, my favorite, from 847. Let's see here. Love American Style.
How about some of the
Partridge Family?
Yeah, the Christmas episodes from The Simpsons.
Oh yeah, those are. You know, that's how The Simpsons started.
Yeah,
was a Christmas episode because it started on the Tracy Ullman Show.
Exactly,
actually,
a little bit. I remember that.
Yep,
yeah,
yep, yep. And then was a show. All right, here's one from. So I mentioned The Big Bang Theory, hysterical. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Sheldon, are you and Leonard putting up a Christmas tree?
No, because we don't celebrate the ancient pagan festival of Saturnalia.
Saturnalia?
Gather round, kids. It's time for Sheldon's beloved Christmas special.
In the pre-Christian era, as the winter solstice approached and the plants died, pagans brought evergreen boughs into their homes as an act of sympathetic magic intended to guard the life essences of the plants until spring. This custom was later appropriated by Northern Europeans, and eventually it becomes the so-called Christmas tree.
It's all about.
Wow.
There we go.
Okay,
got off
it.
There a little bit. All in the Family, there was a draft dodger that was having... dinner at the house. Do you remember that episode?
No.
It was one of Mike's friends, and he was living up in Canada, and Archie found out that he
dodging the draft.
Dodging the draft. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Bob Newhart. I got another one here for the Wonder Years. 773, The Waltons, Little House on the Prairie. All kinds of classics. And I love the holiday episodes of some of the newer ones,
yeah.
too. The Modern Family, The Middle, all that good stuff as well.